Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. This one, a special supplemental episode, falling under the heading of Smart Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
And Alex, what would this have been? Friday of last week, or was it before Thanksgiving?
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday, so it was even more recent yet. Went down to the GameStop and picked up Lego Batman 3.
Beyond Gotham.
Beyond Gotham for the Wii, correct?
For the Wii, you.
So we're going to be talking about that. First off, how'd you like it?
It was a really good game.
Yeah?
The animation wasn't as good as I kind of hoped and imagined, and the controls were not very good.
How do you mean the controls weren't good? You said that earlier when we were talking about it.
It was just hard to, like, follow the controls.
It was hard to follow the controls.
Yeah, the controls were just different.
They were different from the earlier Lego Batman
games? Well, no. But they were just hard to, like when you, like, press this button, you think, like, oh, that button would be over here. It turns out that was this other button.
Oh.
The way they did switch controls. Yeah. The controls are different because the original one was on the Wii. This is the Wii U.
Okay. All right. How about the responsiveness? In other words, when you move to the left, did the character immediately move to the left? Was that an issue?
Oh, yeah. No. That was good.
That was good.
And the game was very...
changed up the controls. Have you noticed... I mean, we've had that Wii U for a while. Have you noticed that kind of problem with other games, or has it just been the Lego series?
Yeah. It's been other games.
Other games as well.
Well, namely the Lego series, but... Like Lego Marvel Super Heroes, where it just glitches out and everything goes white.
That may be because you've played so much of the Lego series on the old Wii that you're having a little bit of a hard time adjusting. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so other than that, which has been an overall Wii U problem you've had with the Lego series, how was the rest of the game?
The rest of the game, the story mode was really good. I don't really like the ending, like, boss battle, because
Let's start at the beginning. What is the story in the story mode?
Well, first you have this Batman and Robin going around chasing down villains, namely Killer Croc.
Mm-hmm.
Croc gets away, and it turns out that he has, like, a team... not of all, like, other crocodiles, but mainly made up of Cheetah, Firefly, Joker, and Solomon Grundy.
Okay.
And they're planning, one, to take over the Watchtower, and two, to make Lex Luthor president.
Oh, all right.
So, here's the main thing that happens. They kind of kidnap Hawkman and lock him up in a birdcage.
All right.
And there's always skits in the game where he's still trying to get out, but he doesn't get out any time in the game until, like, the very, very end when someone, like, finds him.
So they take Hawkman out early, put him in a birdcage, and then for the rest of the game, he's just in this cage, and they keep cutting back to him, and he's trying
to get out, and he has this little, like, ball, and he's just bouncing it.
That was if I'm not mistaken, that was an homage to a Mission Impossible. The first Mission Impossible movie had Tom Cruise in a cell playing with that rubber red ball, bouncing it against the wall until finally he was sprung. I knew that was, when I saw it walking past you, I knew that I was familiar with that scene, but it just clicked now that they were doing a little Mission Impossible homage. But yeah, so they've got a little running gag with Hawkman. But then what's the overarching story? It's Killer Croc. Killer Croc is at the head of this team. He doesn't seem like much of an organizer.
Well, no. He's more of a lackey in this. Right. It's mainly Joker.
Mainly Joker.
But just to move forward, this game has a lot to do with both Brainiac and costumes, which are playable things. You can get, like, different costumes. For Batman, you can get, like, his rocket costume so you can place down bombs or, like, shoot, little missiles to blow up silver objects, the spacesuit, sonic equipment, etc.
Uh-huh.
It also comes with Cyborg and Lex Luthor.
Nice.
And Joker, actually. And his suits are hilarious. It's really fun.
What's funny about Joker's suits?
Well, the demolition suit, he's in a little cardboard box.
Why a cardboard box?
I'm not sure. The ball suit, he pretty much inflates his body. He's this big, like, roll-around ball.
Like Big Hero 6 roll-around?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, go ahead.
Namely has that really big kind of gangster look. Mm-hmm. He has a Tommy gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joker was always good for pulling that 50s, 60s gangster vibe.
Speaking of 50s, 60s, you can get the 60s Joker from the Adam West Batman.
Really? The Cesar Romero Joker? Really?
Yep.
Well, we'll get into that in a little bit because I know you want to talk about it, but let's finish our first thought first. So, the rest of the story. So they're trying to get Lex Luthor installed as president.
But here's that's just a side plot.
Okay.
Here's the big thing. Brainiac has pretty much brainwashed all the Green Lantern Corps.
Ooh.
Compassion, hope, love, anger, fear, and will.
Okay.
I know it's a lot.
That was good.
Yeah. So they get through that, and all the Green Lanterns get sent back to their home planets. Thus, you have to go. This is really fun. I like how they did this.
Okay.
You get to go to the planet, the Green Lantern planets, and actually steal their power rings, or like their power battery.
So, are you playing as villains or heroes at
Heroes.
Okay.
But here's the big problem.
Oh, because they're. I'm sorry, because they're brainwashed, so you've got to steal their power batteries.
After they get, like, unbrainwashed. But here's the thing. Some of the superheroes have gotten some of the fear or anger. So Wonder Woman's really angry. Cyborg's scared. Joker loves everything. And Solomon Grundy is full of hope.
Oh, really?
Solomon Grundy's like, Grundy, hope you predict something.
That's funny.
And they all have these personalities. Flash is greed. He wants to steal stuff. So you always see him in a skit running around stealing stuff.
Uh-huh. Where does Brainiac come in?
Well, he's the one who kind of brainwashed them.
Okay.
But he didn't like totally brainwash. It's just an after effect of the lanterns. And Robin, there's actually a skit that discusses why he's like not brainwashed.
Why?
And had the fear installed in him or something. An emotion. Because earlier, before they find Brainiac, Killer Croc eats Robin. Batman says, where's Robin? He's like, don't know. Haven't seen him. And you see, like, a little Robin's cape sticking out of his mouth. Haven't seen him. So Joker kills him, and he kind of blows up Robin. A couple stuff, and Dr. Fate's helmet.
Uh-huh.
And Robin's like, what's this? And he's like, yesterday's lunch.
Oh.
So he puts the helmet on and just kind of walks around in it. And when everyone's getting, like, brainwashed and having the emotions accidentally installed in them, he has the Dr. Fate helmet on him, and he can't feel anything because it's not reaching his head. So he stays normal.
So he had Dr. Fate's helmet on.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got to go, and they're getting these power rings from the different areas of the Green Lantern
Corps.
I guess you can't call them Green Lanterns because some of them are Yellow Lanterns and Red Lanterns and so forth.
Yeah, and it's really cool because sometimes lanterns like Saint Walker, the Blue Lantern, will like go with you and help you. Other ones like the Red Lantern will despise you and seek revenge.
Those Red Lanterns are touchy that way. So then what happens in the story?
Well, they come back, and there's a big, like, epic clash between Sinestro and Green Lantern, and we have to trick the other lanterns into focusing their beams into with Hal Jordan.
Uh-huh.
So Superman, like, collides the beams with this crystal, which allows it to de-shrink the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Brainiac, like, shrunk the Earth. It was kind of bad. And then, big problem, Superman turns giant, and Brainiac's right there, so he brainwashes Superman, and that's our final battle. Batman kind of says, I told you he'd turn bad!
So the final boss battle is against a giantized Superman?
Yep.
Wow. Was it tough?
No, not really.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. So you've made it all the way through story mode. And you bought the game on Saturday. So are you done at this point? Has this been like wasted game or what?
No. This has been very fun to do.
Okay.
How and so? I'm not even really done. I still have characters to unlock. And probably even more stuff to do, like help people out here and there in free play.
So you can go back into free play mode and get a bunch of more hours of enjoyment out of this.
Oh, yeah,
Plastic Man was a playable character here.
Oh,
what
yep.
Gibbs?
Yep, yes he is. It's very fun to play as him. He's a very useful character.
And one of the more, as I'm hearing these shouts of joy as you're playing the game, I'm hearing an awful lot about Adam West. Tell me about
he's a whole character.
1966 TV Batman influence.
He's a whole character there.
Really?
Yeah, there's Adam West, there's Adam West cameos, there's him, Adam West in peril.
So Adam West, the actor, plays a large part in this game as well.
And so does the Green Loon Tour.
It's either Adam West or somebody doing a dead-on impersonation, and I think it's probably Adam West.
Oh, yeah,
But they got him to do a voice in it.
They got
him
a Lego minifigure and everything. Also, the Green Loon Tour is a playable character.
The Daffy Duck Green Loon Tour?
Yep. I think Duck Dodgers.
Duck Dodgers, too?
Yeah, no. The Green Lantern was from Duck Dodgers, the TV show.
You are right. You're right. That
Remember?
Was actually a
Sinestro,
great episode.
Sinestro. Say what, Stro?
That was a great episode. I do have to notice that as I'm walking by and you're playing this game, I have to give real props to the animators that created the Adam West Batman minifig, because he's got just a hint of paunch around the midsection. He's just a little heavy. He's not fat, but he's just got a little bit of that Batman paunch. And I noticed when he was running around, you know, that you could tell he's a little heavier than the other minifigs. And it just, there's so much delight in what they put into those moments of the game. I know there's a Burt Ward Robin character. Are there, from the 1966 Batman TV show, are there any other, like, cameo characters other than Batman and Robin?
From the Adam West?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the Penguin, the old 19 Adam West Penguin.
Oh, really?
And the Riddler.
Really?
Yeah.
How about the Joker?
And Batgirl. Yeah, I already talked about the Joker
right.
that you could
I
do.
Wanted to make sure
you know, the pink one in the pink costume?
Yeah. The old Cesar Romero. Now, do they do the whole thing with the face paint over the mustache?
Yeah, they do. You see the mustache.
That's
you see, like,
wonderful.
Little mustache.
That's wonderful. I may have to jump in and play this game with you for a little bit. That sounds so fun. I could actually, and I would be surprised if they don't do it, but I could actually see an entire 66 Batman game. You know, they got a roadblock here. You know they're have been for a little while now, they relaunched a comic book series just based on the Batman TV.
Brave and the Bold.
No. Adam West Batman.
Really? Because I know they've made a Brave and the Bold comic book.
Oh, yeah. Brave and the Bold goes back, I think, to the 70s. But they, within the last couple of years, they launched a comic book series based on the Adam West Batman. which is, from what I hear, great fun. So you've got a heavy Adam West Batman influence. You've got a very interesting playable story mode. And how many characters do you have to unlock now?
A lot.
Did I hear like 150 something?
It was, yeah, it was like 150, easily over 100.
So now give me a frame of reference. In the other Lego superhero games, how many of those unlockable characters do you guys generally unlock?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
And this is without cheat codes, right?
Without cheat codes.
So you guys are, sometimes I wonder, especially when we, you know, old cheapskate dad, when we buy something new like that, instead of waiting to pick it up used, I wonder how much hours of enjoyment you're getting out of this. But it sounds like you guys are really, really getting some solid entertainment out of these video games.
Heck yeah, right? Yeah.
So I don't feel quite so bad.
I want to talk a bit about the ending credits, because you have those other like star guys, like Kevin Smith is a playable character.
Kevin Smith is a playable character.
Yep. And the
really?
Other the other
do
one
I have him in a hockey shirt and everything?
Yep.
Yeah, gosh, that's funny. Do you know who Kevin Smith is?
Not really. I pay attention to Marvel, not DC, but I can pay attention to DC.
Well, Kevin Smith started out as a filmmaker, and he now he does a little bit of everything, but he also does he does some writing for comic books and stuff like that. But he's a creator. He's a writer and a filmmaker, and he's well known. He was way ahead of the curve on bringing geek culture to pop culture. A long time ago. But he's a neat guy. Who else are some people that you were surprised to find as playable characters? Kevin Smith.
There were a couple others. Let me remember them for a second. There was Iron, I think her name was, from the Metal Men.
Platinum?
Platinum, yeah.
Cool. Oh, so that Metal Men is one of those.
But it's only Platinum. You don't get the rest of the Metal Man.
That's odd.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Metal Men is one of those comic series that that old school, particularly comic book writers, absolutely love. They're on everybody's favorites list. Myself, I never quite got it because it seemed kind of like a one-trick pony type of deal. But Metal Men, you will see. Comics writers, particularly, you know, older guys like me, waxing poetic about the Metal Men. Who else do you
got
some, there?
Here's mine that I'll wax poetic.
Okay, go ahead.
Whatever that means.
What does that mean?
Well, there's actually some out DLC packs, so you can get, like, Dark Knight Returns.
Uh-huh.
You can get the Krypton one with, like, or mine, which is the Batman 75th anniversary.
You've done that?
Yep, 75th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't get the DLC pack.
Hold on, I'm kind of screwing with the microphone here because it fell down. Okay, go ahead. There are DLC packs?
Yeah, the Batman 75th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you, well, the first appearance Batman, like the first comic of him.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Kane wrote it.
Oh, neat.
The one with Bob Kane. Yeah, and he actually has a gun, which is pretty memorable.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some other characters by Batman, like Batman Gotham by Gaslight. I think that's a guy.
Yeah.
Vampire Batman. Some other Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his name, but...
So, overall, what are we saying about this Lego Batman 3? Give it a grade.
Yeah, it's definitely an A+.
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 Just in time for Christmas Story. It's the A++ joke. I was thinking earlier today, I don't know where I got this idea, but it occurred to me that it would be really great fun to do a reimagining of that Christmas Story, remember, with Ralphie and the BB gun, and except Ralphie is a Jedi Knight, or a young wannabe Jedi, And instead of a BB gun, he wants his first lightsaber.
He's a youngling.
Yeah, and his mom keeps saying, "You'll cut your hand off." Maybe I'm the only one that finds that funny.
I find that funny.
Speaking of Star Wars, have I shown you guys the trailer for the Star Wars Episode 7 yet?
No, you haven't.
You have not seen that?
No.
Okay. Speaking of lightsabers, I want to see what your reaction is to a scene that is in that trailer. We'll talk about that later this week. And Max, what do you? I know this is a smart Alex, but Max is sitting there very patiently. You are going to be talking later on about a book series that you're reading that you're really into. What's it called?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So lots of great stuff coming up on the show. Until then, Alex, anything else you want to say about Lego Batman, or you want to bring this podcast to
I just want to talk a little bit about the ending credits.
Oh,
because it showed the ending credits showed the Adam West Batman and the Adam, well, not the Adam West Robin, but the old Robin,
mm-hmm.
climbing up the rooftop.
Oh, doing the old climbing up the rope bit. Then people come out of the windows and interact with them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, the different people, like, even Kevin Smith, Green Lantern.
Oh, that's great. And yeah. Is it funny, or is it just interesting that
it's funny. You have, like, Super Cow.
Super Cow.
No, like, Bat Cow, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He was from Adam West Batman.
I even saw a Bat-Mite influence
in
the game.
Yeah, he's a playable character,
he's
too.
He's a playable character?
So is Batman Brave and the Bold, by the way.
Really?
Yep.
So a lot of attention played to the history of DC Comics.
Oh, yeah.
And the Warner Brothers universe in general, because obviously Brothers owns DC, and they also own the Bugs Bunny universe.
If you have Warner Brothers, like DC characters, you'll see them in there.
That's great.
You'll see them in there.
That's wonderful. And just another thing that we will be talking, well, maybe we'll be talking about, I don't know. But something else that is coming up is going to be, they just handed in the script for a new animated series called Justice League Dark.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. Obviously, it probably, hopefully, goes without saying, it looks a little dark.
Speaking of the Justice League, their costumes are the New 52 costumes. Just want to put that out there.
So this is a New 52 imagining of the Lego DC universe.
Yeah, the New 52 Wonder Woman,
Batman. Because I noticed,
Batman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman, instead of red and gold, she had red and silver.
Superman doesn't have, like, all those other things. It's pretty much just a blue costume with the belt.
Mm-hmm.
With a little
Superman. So he doesn't
have
his underwear on the outside.
No, he just kind of has the belt. And he has the armory look.
And the armory look. Oh, boy. Well, I guess you've got to keep it updated.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. All right, Alex, time to go to school. Let's bring this one to a close. What do you want to say?
Make sure to rate us and leave a friendly comment. You can find us on iTunes, the Blueberry Network, and Stitchers.
Fantastic. And we will see you next time on Hey Comics Kids.